Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good day time is 7 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. We'll have Dr. Jack Stockwell talking with us about a number of medical issues that are important in the news this week. Later on in this hour, Rich McFadden and I here to work over some... the girls. Yes, the ladies. Actually, I should introduce you to Kara Schillen, who has a smart mind. She has a good voice. She has personality. Sometimes I think, Kara, she works as the person in charge of actually the audio. I remember working in Philadelphia at WCAU, and one of the lessons I learned about working in a union shop was that the technology at the time allowed the people who were actually on the air to do very little about controlling what you heard. They called it final jurisdiction. The tech on the other side of the glass from you in the studio had final jurisdiction on what went on the air. And I don't think I've thought about that much from that point to this point, thinking about Kara and Richie, who also sits in that seat from time to time. Actually, Kara is much better at it than Richie is. But every once in a while, there are times when Kara will whisper, not necessarily whisper, but say something to me in my ear because I'm listening to Kara, I'm listening to input from other places as well as yours and myself when we're on the air. It's a whole coordinated sort of thing. Like if you go to a concert and you hear, last night I went to the Doobie Brothers and Greg Allman concert, and they're all constantly fidgeting with their earpiece. They have something like a hearing aid that's stuck in their ear. They call it an IFB. And what's coming in that is not only their sound, but the musical director is telling them what to do next or how to approach. It's all, and oftentimes they don't fit right, so people are fidgeting and pushing them around and that sort of thing. But if you see that happening, and sometimes it happens on stage, any number of the live or so-called live shows, like Ryan Seacrest will have one of those in his ear, and Tom Bergeron will have one in his ear. Whenever there is a show that's on like that, that requires a lot of coordination on the part of the host, the director is in his ear telling him what to do, what to look at, where to do the next shot, which camera do you focus on. So Kara is one of the radio people who does that. And as a result of that, we've had many conversations about things, and I think that I should introduce you to Kara, if she's willing, because she has something to say. Are you willing?
Yeah, sure, I'm willing. What do I have to say?
Well, when it comes to issues, the Jared Fogel case, do you ever eat at Subway?
Occasionally. I don't eat out at fast food restaurants that much, but you know. I like Subway better than others.
Are you at all, and are people that you know, people that are your age, people your friends, are they influenced one way or another by the Jared Fogel reality in the child porn case? Would they not go to eat at Subway because of him? Or would you?
I don't think anyone I know, at least my age, is having... You know, it's not having that effect on people. I think it's more of a joke to people my age.
How do you mean?
Not that it's a funny situation, because it's not, but just, you know, this is a guy that we kind of grew up watching on TV.
He lost all that weight over, what, a 10, 12-year period?
Yeah, and so, you know, the commercials were kind of funny because here was this guy who, you know, kind of like the old Slim Fast commercial,
mm-hmm.
where they would hold up, you know, the pair of pants next to them that were, like, way bigger. So he's just this, you know, this guy that was part of our, like, growing up, and for it to end this way, it's just, I don't know, sad. And I don't think it would stop people from eating there.
How old are you, by the way, so that people understand who your friends would be?
I'm 23.
All right. So at that age... This is something that if you didn't go to Subway, you'd go where? What would be another choice that you would make that was healthy, but yet within a cost reference that you could be comfortable paying for?
I mean, there are other sub places like Quiznos or something, but there are a lot of salad places that are probably the closest bet for a healthy meal.
I don't like Quiznos. I've been in a couple of them, just don't like them.
I suggest that, but I've never actually been.
Greasy and ugh. Anyway, all right, so the bottom line here in terms of Gerald Fogle and how it relates to you, the question that we asked yesterday, the poll at DougSteffen.com, will Jared's legal problems have an impact on whether you go to Subway or not? Let's see how this shook out. 59% said no. He isn't making the sandwiches and has nothing to do with their food, which is an intelligent. In my mind, it ought to be 99% of you saying that instead of 59%. 20% of you said, I can't remember last time I ate at Subway. Let's see here. 10% said, who's Jared? 8% said, yes, if they'd hire somebody like that, I don't want to give my business to them. That's foolish. 3% said, maybe for a while, but I'm sure I'll go back there eventually. It's not a bad place. Subway produces something that has value, and they are the number one franchise in the world. More Subway shops exist than any other, no matter whether it's food, any franchise for anything. The largest, most successful in terms of numbers is Subway around the world. Very, very interesting. All right, so that's one of the trending things at DougSteffen.com this morning. Donald Trump taking on the Clintons, the Bushes, and the Pope. All of those things. Hooray for Donald Trump. I say hooray because, as far as I'm concerned, the more the system is shaken and stirred, I think that Trump is, and probably will, because this is resonating with people, Mrs. Clinton's computer was wiped clean. So why, you think they don't know that in the Clinton camp? Emails and all the other data stored on the server were erased before the device was turned over to the feds. So the Senate committee investigating her says, what's the story? And her lawyer says, we don't know. Really? You didn't know that all the email. Who would have done that? Did she do it? No. Did somebody close to her do it? Yes. Were they told to do it? That's the, I don't know. But it would certainly make you think, right? Would make me think about it. Another story that we are following the trending box at DougSteffen.com was a focus on Uber, the car service that I choose, that I like, that I would promote. I promote it, I suppose, by just talking about it on the air, that I use them. I think they're getting a bum rap in most every area where there is criticism of them. It's brought about by people who are running a service that is much inferior to theirs. And one of the things that's going to help them, it seems to me, not only in California, but in other areas, but what I found out is my son was in between one job and another job, had signed up to be an Uber driver. And so he's sort of in on the knowledge and the insight that this company has. And wondering out loud about California and why they wouldn't just tell, because the state of California has told them they got to hire their employees, give them benefits. And, if it were me, or before knowing what the numbers were, I would have said, tell them to get lost. Just get out of California. Well, the state of California or people living in California are responsible for about a third of the income worldwide for Uber. And this is a company that's going public, has something like a $5 billion, or was it $50 billion? I don't know, some outrageous amount that turns out to be a result of the people who are paying a lot of attention to it. And, coverage, media coverage, is very valuable when you're trying to raise money. So anyway, the story at DougSteffen.com today finds that the service significantly lowers drunken driving deaths in California. A study that I do not believe they paid for finds that hiring Uber after a long, stiff battle with a bar, using them intelligently, has lowered significantly the number of drunken driving deaths in California. So What do you say about that? That's pretty provocative food for thought, is it not? 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Speaking of provocative food for thought, you've heard me over and over and over again talk about the amazing impact of Genucel, the plant stem cell therapy. It's a serum, doesn't feel like water, doesn't feel like oil. You apply it to the bags, the puffiness lines around your eyes, and then in 12 hours, you immediately notice something's different. What is the reason for this? Well, the reason it works is because the ingredients are pure and natural and well thought out. This is scientific research at its best, used to make you look better. And now, the folks at Genucel have come up with yet another way for you to deal with the problems of your eyes. Many of you don't get enough sleep, so you have dark circles under your eyes for whatever the reason. If you'd like to have that beautiful and flawless look without makeup, then you need to call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. Pay for that, and the folks at Chamonix will send you the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get rid of the dark circles under and around your eyes. 800-543-9262. You don't have to hide anymore behind makeup. Nope. This stuff clears it all up and does it fast. And with the immediate effects for that younger look, you'll be supporting what they do. You keep using it because it works. Call 800-543-9262. Call right now and get free express shipping. Mention Doug Steffen, and you'll get the offer to pick a luxury gift. They have three different luxury gifts they'll offer you. Pick one of them with their compliments in mind. 800-543-9262. What's the most important part of the message here? That you get rid of the dark circles under your eyes, the bags, the puffiness, the lines. That's what happens when you call 800-543-9262.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Musicians, Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is on right now. But Thursday through Sunday, you'll save even more with truckloads of new gear arriving daily and just added 4-day deals in every department. Get amazing anniversary deals like a Fender Squire Stratocaster or an Epiphone acoustic guitar for just $99. To Dario acoustic guitar strings, 3 packs for $10, or EV vocal mics now just $29. Guitar Center's extra anniversary savings ends this weekend. Don't miss it.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 3 in-store only. While supplies last, ends 8/22.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of painful.
Shall we book another appointment then?
No, I don't.
Wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal reward. 10th one's free.
Big one?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, for those of you who are following the Tom Brady case, a judge citing several weaknesses in the way the NFL handled the controversy could become the basis for handing a victory to Mr. Brady and his union. 21 after on Good Day.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On this day, August the 20th, in the history of our country, going back to this date in 1741, Alaska, discovered by a navigator from a Danish navigator named Vitus Jonas Bering, thus the Bering Sea and the Bering Strait. His name attached, 1741, Alaska. And they can still see Russia from Alaska today, in case you didn't know that was the case. On this day, 1942, Glenn Seaborg and other scientists at the University of Chicago successfully isolated plutonium-239. Plutonium was the first of the human-made elements. Plutonium, sometimes confused with other things like the atomic weaponry. You can use plutonium in that, if I'm not mistaken. Hydrogen, all of these things that are they're tightly wrapped atomically. So that's why they have such force behind them when the force is let loose. On this date, 1974, new President Gerald Ford, assuming office after Richard Nixon's resignation, and on this day in 74, he nominated Nelson Rockefeller to be his vice president. That's how that worked until, I think, I'm trying to remember whether Rockefeller died in office. Remember the story of him with his girlfriend, Megan? He died in bed with her, much to the chagrin of his family. That was not, I think it was mid-70s. On this date, 1977, Voyager 2, V'ger, remember? From the Star Trek movie? Launched for a flyby of Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. The first and a number of really great missions that have brought us around. There's a great book on space that's out that I'm reading now. It's a great pictorial, but also fascinating information about our planet, how it fits into the solar system, what's out there in our solar system, what's out there in the galaxy, what the large telescopes that are on some of these things have been able to see as they peer out into the universe and see things that we've never seen before. That all started on this date in 1977. This date, 1992, in the early hours of the day, the Republicans in Houston renominated George Bush and Dan Quayle. Bush delivered the hard-hitting speech in which he attacked the Democrats, and as you know, he lost to Bill Clinton. On this date in 2014, last year, Bank of America reached a settlement to resolve a government investigation into its role in the mortgage-backed securities fiasco in 2007 and 2008 before the financial crash that affected so many of us. They paid $17 billion. This gives you an idea of how much money there is in this stuff to begin with. If Bank of America, one of the top five banks in the world, was able to pay a settlement of $17 billion to the government, what I want to know, and I'm betting you want to know too, is where did that $17 billion go? What did the government use it for? My guess is, without knowing for sure, it went into the general fund, back into the general fund. And on this date, 2004, Regis Philbin set a world record for a lifetime on television, logging 15,188 hours of television in his career to that point. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, Jeb Bush has doubled down, blaming Obama and Clinton for our failed Iraq policy. Can that fly?
Get out to the forest. And discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo!
Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gary LaMarche. After being mocked by Hillary Clinton on a variety of issues, Jeb Bush struck back by blaming Obama and Clinton for our failed Iraq policy. Can that argument fly?
I don't think Jeb Bush can go through a campaign without having an Iraq policy. And he's right. The Obama administration threw away all the hard-won gains through the surge, where we had decimated the forerunner to ISIS and created a vacuum where the most powerful terrorist organization we have known in modern times now controls swaths of Syria and Iraq. And I think you're beginning to see a policy consensus among the Republican candidates in favor of more boots on the ground.
If that's going to be a leading Republican theme, I mean, that's a debate I think the Democrats would be happy to have. What's going on here is a debate, you know, it's kind of a who lost China kind of debate. Between Obama inherited terrible mess, the Bush people screwed it up badly, or the dominant Republican view, which I don't find very credible, that Obama's inattention or Clinton's inattention by extension caused the growth of ISIS. And I favor the we cut our losses.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Gary LaMarche of the Democracy.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sedley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
It's a big idea. No makeup. Richie, put your makeup on, will you please?
I got my makeup on.
Put your makeup on. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in this portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A number of medical items that are of import, so we better get at them. The ladies are gonzo today. That's all right. The boys' club sometimes is fun. This is vacation time. Everybody takes a vacation. But me? Where's my vacation? I don't need a vacation. I love being on the air with you. And so but you messing with your mic again, Jack? What are you doing?
I'm messing with my mic.
You're supposed to be a professional boobcaster. Come on.
Yeah, sorry.
Let's get at this. Okay, right. So the number one item on the medical news sheet today is a report from England that using e-cigarettes is safer than smoking. This follows up, I think, a conversation, Richie, we had yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. I want to get to the brass knuckle of this, that the availability of e-cigarettes is allowing many more teenagers to get started without getting caught. It's because there's no...
You ride by clothing. The local 7-Eleven and you see the signs out there, Slurpees and e-cigarettes.
Yeah. Right. But the odor that comes from regular tobacco products that makes your clothes stench and smells of everything, including your breath, apparently e-cigarettes don't have that. So you can sneak smoking easier. I don't know why I'm telling people this, but this is how it works as I understand it. So here's Kevin Fenton. We'll all listen to this, and then we'll talk about it for a moment. Kevin is the Director of Health and Well-Being for the public. He's the same as what we would consider here the Surgeon General. All right. His job in England is to talk about and to focus on and to fix health problems there. So here he explains why e-cigarettes are better for smokers than tobacco and have the potential to make a significant contribution to the end game for the tobacco manufacturers.
Not about non-smokers taking up e-cigarettes at all. And in fact, the data suggests that it's very, very unusual for people who have not smoked to take up e-cigarettes, in part because it's not very addictive. It's not a fun thing to do. But this is far more about smokers and how we help smokers to reduce the harm from smoking, from moving to a product which is very toxic to something which is significantly less harmful as part of their journey to quit and to quit for good. So what we're saying is, you know, Smoking Cessation Services provides a range of tools to help people who want to quit. But we recognize that consumers are making that choice today. They're seeking and they're purchasing e-cigarettes. We want to ensure that they're using the best available tools through Smoking Cessation Services to help them to quit for good. Remember, the key here is how do you weigh the risk of people smoking and the known harms that that creates from the benefits of promoting a method which is significantly less harmful and ensuring that people are using it as a quit aid. And what we have to ensure is that as we are promoting the use of e-cigarettes to help people to reduce their harm, we're equally focusing on limiting the use of e-cigarettes by people who are not smoking at all. And that's why legislation to prevent the sale to minors or the purchasing of e-cigarettes by minors is so important, because it provides that context to protect young people from taking up e-cigarettes.
What's wrong with that? I don't know if there's anything wrong with it, other than, and that's what they're doing there. What I'm thinking over here, and the reason that I wanted to have this conversation, is because they seem to be more progressive reaching out to make, because they understand why e-cigarettes are easier for kids to smoke, and they don't want to make them available to kids. But over here, apparently e-cigarettes are fairly available for young people. And there isn't the same attachment to the, what is there, 21, you have to be 21 to buy tobacco products in most states, if I'm not mistaken.
18 to 21
anyway. Jack, first of all, how much is the business of tobacco setting back our health still today? Because less than 20% of the population still smokes, but that number has gone up a little bit because younger women are beginning to smoke, and they're using the e-cigarettes as a tool to get in there because they think that it doesn't have the same impact health-wise on them, but apparently that's not true either.
Well, keep in mind, the incineration of the tobacco itself is what generates those bad tars. And the chemicals that are in the wrapper, the paper wrapper of the cigarette as well. The French learned back in the 1700s, the way to get people addicted to tobacco wasn't the tobacco itself. It was to lace it with sugar.
Yeah.
So before it left the Caribbean, it was laced with sugar before it reached Europe. And it's still to this day, it's laced with sugar. The thing we don't know about the electronic is what else is in that solution besides nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's still an awful lot of unknowns about this, and there's a, you know, there's a reasonable argument that an e-cigarette might be safer than the incinerating cigarette, but we still don't know all the chemicals. We still don't know what the tobacco or the manufacturers of the nicotine in these solutions. Mm-hmm. What else is in there? We don't know what's in there.
Well, I think the report we were talking about yesterday, Richie, suggested that these e-cigarettes can trigger smoking in teens, makes it easier for them.
Well, the social stuff, absolutely.
Yeah.
This can pull them in a lot quicker.
Yeah,
absolutely. At an earlier age.
And these tobacco companies, there isn't anything, you know, sometimes I get off on a rant or a toot about a particular industry or sometimes a pattern of thinking, and it might not be clear that every single part of what I'm saying is 100% true. But I will tell you, in this circumstance, these bastards that run, and I use that term as it is completely meant, these people, how can you go to work every day and run a company or even work at a company that produces so much harm, that does so much damage? And how can the government, how can you and I, how can we stand by and watch these people who come from these states get subsidy after subsidy after subsidy for products, the people who grow them, and then turn it around and have this product kill as many people as it does, and then you and I subsidize the health care of these people after we've subsidized the growing and manufacturing of the product that kills them.
Well, there's a significant portion of that subsidization to the tobacco companies that goes back into election campaign money.
Of course it does.
Yeah, so
they take
our tax dollars, and then they subsidize various industries, not the least of which is tobacco, and then a good portion of that subsidized money turns around into campaign donations.
As insidious as it was, I saw something yesterday, going back to World War II, the tobacco companies gave away to our soldiers 500 billion cigarettes over the course of World War II. 500 billion cigarettes they gave. That's almost, and they were not just giving them to American soldiers, by the way. They were giving them to the European soldiers. They're giving them to everybody.
Yeah, sure. So they give them some kind of comfort food, you know, along with their K rations and things like this. How many of them went over there from the farm, from the country, and came back smokers, but they weren't going over?
Many. Okay. The FDA approved that drug to boost women's sex drive. I think it's called Adderall, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what does this, what's the provocative, as people talk about this, oh my God, look at this. Is there any provocation to this? Is this pretty much a simple fix to a problem that affects most women who are your wife's age?
There's a much healthier way to do this.
There is.
And again, anytime you start putting these inorganic compounds together to force the body to do something, there's always a recoil. I mean, it's just like shooting a bullet. You know, there's always a recoil. There's always an opposite reaction that's taking place there. Any kind of chemical that we put inside the body that wasn't made in the form of food, the vegetable kingdom or something that ate the vegetable kingdom, is going to have some kind of a rebound, some kind of a recoil effect inside the system, and we call them side effects.
Mm-hmm.
This hasn't been out long enough to determine that. There's other ways to build the libido. There's, you know, the libido comes from
natural ways.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, is this for men and women both? You're suggesting?
Well, from the marketing department, it is for women.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is to trigger a greater testosterone release. Now, of course, men have more than that than women.
Right.
But the ovary of a woman produces testosterone. And in the absence of the ovaries, because of hysterectomy, even the adrenal glands will produce some testosterone. But when it gets down below the threshold level, the libido, the sex drive, goes right out the window. So anything that can be done chemically to trigger that, that's what the business wants to do, because they can patent this stuff and make money off of it.
Right.
But if you tell people, hey, just tribulus, Bulgarian-sourced tribulus, the herb tribulus, really stimulates testosterone. The Spanish moss that's so prevalent in the southern climates, the southern states, that hangs in the trees, has been known for decades, a tea made from that.
Huh.
No side effects whatsoever, and it stimulates higher testosterone production.
Really? All right. There's a word to the wise that will be taken and used. You and your wife, Mary, produce the Forbidden Doctor podcast. Mary has become a prolific writer, as a matter of fact. There's a Kindle ebook called Melting Breast Lumps. Now, I know her because you and I are friends, and I know that Mary went through quite a heck of a time with her breast lumps, worried about breast cancer, that sort of thing. So she's written an ebook in the endocrine section at Amazon called Melting... What's, say it again?
For $2.
It costs $2. Melting Breast Lumps. So how does this work? Just give those ladies who are listening and the men who care about them a little info so that they could go get more in the Amazon section.
Well, in our podcast, in the Forbidden Doctor podcast, podcast number one, Melting Breast Lumps, Mary talks about her history, that when the her prescribing physician at the time had stopped counting these lumps at 17. And essentially what happened, what do we do about it? She says, well, the doctor says, well, you can't do anything about it. He pats her on the knee and says, come back when it's cancer. Then we can do something about it. Well, that didn't sit well with her. So she went on a long search, and then that's when she met me, and I said, hey, here's some stuff that can really help with that. And she started using it. It's described there in the podcast. It's a series of enzymes and the use of a well-known mineral called iodine. And the combination of these enzymes and the iodine over a period of about 3 years completely gone. To this day, there is no fibrocystic lump, there's no bump, there's no nothing. Just good, healthy breast tissue. So a lot of her patients, we heard about this, Mary, what do we do about this? And so she finally put it in book form. And the book form describes it. It's about like 50 pages long. It's $2. You can download it immediately from Amazon. You just go to Amazon in the book section and search Mary Stockwell. Mm-hmm. And you'll see the Forbidden Doctor logo come up. And this is anybody, anything that anybody can do at home without spending visits and visits and having biopsies done and having mammograms done and everything else that just builds up that income for that side of the business. Stuff you can do at home. And that's why we produce the long life energy enzymes in combination with iodine. And the stories that are coming in from our patients now are just revolutionary.
All right, let's talk about the long life energy enzymes. This is a product that is going to bring about a lot of change because there's nothing like it. Can you talk about some of the specifics, the applications of this? Because I know you got me on it and got Meredith on it. What is there that this addresses?
Well, it gives your pancreas a holiday. Because of the tremendous amounts of non-food items that we eat that are laced and loaded with sugar, the pancreas hardly ever gets a chance to get a rest. It's constantly having demand, which is why we're seeing a virtual explosion now of pancreatitis, pancreatic cancer.
Well, Jimmy Carter, latest example of
just came out.
Yeah.
And so this is, we went searching for something that would take care of this problem, because when I had kidney stones 2 years ago and I had a CAT scan done, I read the report, and I know how to read an MRI report. I read them all the time, or a CT scan. And it said I had an atrophic pancreas. I said, holy smoke, I feel good. I was headed down a one-way street for serious pancreatic problems, because when you have an atrophic pancreas, you're not sure where it starts or where it ends.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see it clearly on some of the most up-to-date, powerful imaging. So Mary and I started searching. There's got to be something out there that will answer this problem. There isn't. We looked and we looked for years. So we finally sat down with the compounder. We told him what we wanted to put together, and he almost broke into tears. I mean, he says, nobody's ever said this to me. Everybody wants things done on the cheap. They want something that they can give a whole bunch of this stuff away to try to get somebody interested in something. He said, if we put this together for you, it's not cheap. But he said, there's nothing like this on the planet.
All right. So I just want to underscore the lifelong energy enzyme. If you're hypoglycemic, you can't lose weight. And this will balance out your blood sugar because of the herbs in the product. If you take it on an empty stomach, these enzymes will basically rip open the coating and
On the bad guys.
Yeah, on the bad guys. So you want to, that enhances your immune system.
Yes.
All kinds of reasons take up this is a good habit to get into, ladies and gentlemen. And if you'd like to get the product, the Long Life Energy Enzymes are available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. ForbiddenDoctor.com. Click on products and click on the lifelong Long Life Energy Enzymes. I've been saying it the wrong way around. I think I've been saying lifelong, and it's long life. Long Life Energy Enzymes. If you just listen to Jack and you think this sounds like it's important for you, it is. Take it from me, it is. I'm on these. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on products, then click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes and order them and find the solution to the problem. A lot of times people don't even know they have the problem. This is one of those things that you take as support for your system, and you don't wait until it's too late.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah,
one more time. Long Life Energy Enzymes. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and click on products. Jack Stockwell with us here on Good Day at 50 minutes past the hour.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Tech Talk time on the Good Day program with technologist Dr. Greg Stebbin, who is a Men's Health magazine tech editor, amongst other things. He has been researching some pretty cool stuff. And so if you're interested in cool stuff, remember the old song, I'm dating myself, Cool Jerk? Remember that? She's even going to find that.
And we'll, no, I won't.
And, we'll
but thank you. Remember it. Thank you for that, Rich.
And the intro, instead of cool, no, this would be very, instead of, I'm not suggesting that Greg is a cool jerk. I'm suggesting
that
he's going to have cool stuff. And you can just put cool stuff, do. Well, maybe you'll have to listen.
All right. 60 seconds of your life will never get back, everyone.
All right. In another 60 seconds, Craig will explain this whole horrible mess to you in just, as I said, 60 seconds time on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. At 13,804 feet, Gannett Peak stands as the apex of the Central Rockies, making it the highest summit in the state of Wyoming. Sound daunting? Not to Jeff Evans, one of America's best-known mountaineers, and Eric Weinmayer, famed sole blind person to reach the summit of Mount Everest. On September 11th, Evans and Weinmayer will lead a group of veterans facing life-altering injuries, ranging from emotional and physical trauma to impaired senses, chronic pain, and amputated limbs, on a challenging ascent up Gannett Peak. The climb is sponsored by Wells Fargo and is part of No Barriers Warriors. John Toth, director of No Barriers USA.
No Barriers Warriors empowers veterans and transitioning service members with disabilities to innovate through adversity, lead through influence, serve others, and ultimately become warrior strong. We aim to cultivate inner strength and determination in veterans by overcoming barriers regardless of physical, mental, or emotional challenges.
Visit warriorstosummits.org.
Doug Steffen and the Good Day Gang. See, here it is. Crank it up, Richie. Cool.
Yeah, that's enough. Nah.
Cool stuff. Cool stuff. Up, up, up. So, Greg, you've been test driving a couple of electric scooters. I can just see you.
Oh, cool.
On an electric scooter.
Got my attention.
An e-bike with pedal assist. What the heck is an e-bike?
Well, an e-bike is, of course, an electric bike. It has an electric motor attached to it, which you recharge at home right
now. So it's like a Tesla on two wheels.
Yeah. They call it an E2W for electric two-wheeler.
Really?
And I've been testing two of them. One is from a company called EcoRico. The website is EcoRicoScooter.com.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is an E2W. The website is, it's a terrible name. The website is ETWOW or ETWOW.com.
E-trial. So you're tweeting about this all E-trial. Week at menshealth.com/radio.
Yes.
And what did you find? What are you telling people? I want the scoop. I want to be first
you
in my neighborhood.
You want the dirt. I know. So I'm going to start with the bike, actually, which is from Raleigh Bicycles, and it has a thing called Pedal Assist from Shimano. And I'll tell you what happened on Saturday is I took the bike out. I live on a hill. I'm riding the bike up and down the hill, and every guy in the neighborhood happened to be out doing something in the yard and followed me up the hill and said, that looks great. Can I try it?
I want one.
Yeah, what they saw was what Pedal Assist does is what the name implies. It helps you pedal when you need it. Mm-hmm. And so I was riding up the hill in front of my house as if I was going downhill.
Ooh.
So no effort, no strain, no standing up on the seat to get up on the hill, no pressing into the seat. And that's the beauty of Pedal Assist. As you pedal, you choose the level to which it assists you. You know, sometimes you ride a bike and you want to work out. So on this bike, you'd turn the motor off and you'd ride the bike as a bike.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you want to get from point A to point B, or you're just out hanging out with friends, or you want to, you know, just take a leisurely ride. That's where Pedal Assist helps, and it helps brilliantly because it just helps you ride without you having to strain. It becomes a transportation.
Yeah, I remember
a long time ago
having a bike like this that had a regular motor, so you could pedal and then you flip a switch, and it was made by Peugeot, and the motor started running, and that's what got you. So the difference between that and this is that this new bike has an electric motor,
right?
And so how is it charged up? How is it?
You actually take the battery off the bike and you charge it, and then when you're ready to ride again. Yeah, it's small.
Really?
Yeah.
Small.
Yeah.
It looks like a regular mountain bike or hybrid.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Cool stuff. Check out the tweets and the info all week at menshealth.com/radio. Greg Steffen here on Good Day.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.